A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2019 issue on economic inequality. Reflection. Gather a group to read and reflect on this issue of A Matter of Spirit. Leader. As we begin our reflection, let us ask God to open our hearts to hear the cry of the poor and commit ourselves to working for economic justice for all. This issue contains a lot of data and statistics. What stood out most for you from these statistics? Did any of them surprise or trouble you? Chuck Collins describes how gains in productivity have not been matched by gains in economic security for the bottom half of wage earners. What do you see as the cause of this inequality? Where do you see examples in your own community? Higher education has long been held out as a path to financial stability, but Christian Cousins' article on student debt shows how that assumption is no longer necessarily so. Have you or someone you know been impacted by exorbitant student debt? How can we make educational opportunity a reality for all? In her article on the shrinking middle class, Aida Ramos states, "For the first time, the middle class no longer made up the majority of U.S. households. How is the common good hurt by a widening gap between rich and poor? What are the ethical and moral implications of such a gap?" The working poor are often described as living paycheck to paycheck. Stephen Reeves' article on payday lending shows how many people cannot make it to the next paycheck without taking out short-term loans with long-term devastating consequences. How is the call for reform of payday lending connected to faith-based notions of justice? Dan Rhodes reminds us of the words of Jesus, "You cannot serve God and wealth." How are we tempted to serve wealth rather than God, individually and as a society? In what ways can we reorient ourselves to recover the love and service of God and others to the exclusion of mammon?
Tammy Nguyen
and Dennis Bateman are examples of people who have connected with community groups to improve their own lives and are now working to improve the lives of others. Why is working together in community so important? What are the communities we are part of, and how can they work to create a more equitable society? Leader, let us close our reflection with the following prayer. Loving God, you hear the cry of each of your children, and especially those who are poor and suffering. We pray that we too might hear the cries of people in need, the family crying out for food, the migrant child crying out for his mother, the youth crying out for education, the farmer crying out for rains for his harvest, the trafficked and abused crying out for freedom, all who are poor and vulnerable crying out for help. Loving God, open our hearts that we may hear the cries of the poor as you do, and respond as your hands and feet on earth. In your name we pray. Amen.